Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. Today's topic, when things go wrong. All of us at times run up against brick walls. Things may begin all right and then they go haywire. It's on days like this that we think it would have been better if we had not gotten out of bed. But we did, and things seem to be all wrong. We get blamed for things we did not do. We're cursed out by someone. Our tasks seem overwhelming. What's a person to do? What do you do when things go wrong? Many times, people act contrary to their own best interests when things go wrong. One thing we may do is to get angry and explode toward inanimate objects or toward people. More often than not, the person who feels our hostility the most is not the cause of our anger. James tells us that man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires, James 1:20. Solomon adds his testimony that an angry man stirs up dissensions and a hot-tempered one commits many sins, Proverbs 29:22. Anger is usually a reaction rather than an action. It does not solve problems, but it often compounds them. Another reaction to things going wrong is to engage in self-pity. We can feel so sorry for ourselves, and we make everyone else around us unhappy with our miseries. Regretfully, misery does love company sometimes. Again, this attitude does not solve the problem, and it robs us of valuable resources of strength. There are other negative reactions we can take when things go wrong. One is that we can become touchy or supersensitive. Another is that we can blame other people, even God. Sometimes we become overburdened with a sense of guilt or self-blame. Physically, we can become tense and reach a general state of uptightness. Then again, we can become immobilized and completely frustrated with the whole situation. When this happens, we cannot seem to move ourselves toward any solution. And in fact, things can go from bad to worse. Well, what is a Christian to do? How can we draw strength beyond ourselves and thus be equal to the situation? Let me recommend some actions. The first thing we can do is to realistically accept things the way they are. Whatever the situation that confronts us, we cannot afford, as it were, to stick our head in the sand and pretend it does not exist. Denial is not a solution. No matter what we see, feel, or experience, remember that God does not put his children in any position that he and we cannot handle. Furthermore, nothing is allowed to come to our lives unless we ultimately can derive some benefit from it. Another thing we must do is to check the tendency to despair and panic or react with hostility. Resist such feelings and acts. Instead, engage in self-talk to calm down and relax. Speak aloud to yourself a promise of God to help. Do something physical that will give some amount of relaxation to your body. For example, take some deep breaths to clear your head and calm your nerves. Sit back and take some deep breaths. After calming yourself, think enough to consider the whole of what confronts you rather than just the part that is so bewildering or frustrating at the moment. Focus on the big picture, not the scene. Scriptures tell us that we should be thankful. It is not thanks for a problem per se, but for God and how he shows mercy and what he will accomplish for our good and his glory. Things could be worse, and no matter what, God himself is with us. Isaiah 41 verse 10 reads, "For the Lord your God will hold your right hand, saying, Fear not, for I am with you." What he said to his people of Israel is true for all of his people. We must not give away to fear and anxiety, but commit in prayer ourselves and the situation confronting us to God. Philippians 4 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything. This should be done with thankfulness for all of God's blessings and for his plans, which we may not be able to comprehend at the moment." Paul tells us, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. And Colossians 3:15 reads, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful." As we rejoice, the scriptures urge us to sing praises to God and to encourage ourselves with the promises and the teachings of God's word. Now, once we've taken these steps, we must leave the matter in God's hand and go on with the things we have to do. In summary, when things go wrong, engage in relaxing steps. Keep a clear head. Cling to the promises of God in the Scriptures and commit the whole situation to God in prayer with thankfulness in our hearts that God has everything under control. He is with us. Fear not, he says, I am the Lord your God. This is Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. The next time, keep looking to God. Keep trusting in his promises.